This is Ian Plested at Barlow's Park, where Taddy Caliva play. In association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News, I'm here with manager Tristan Rees after Guildford lost 2-0. Doesn't tell the whole story. I feel we had a blatant penalty. He's waved it away. I'm not really sure how he's done that. We didn't really get much of the rub of the green from the referee today, and we've conceded a very unlucky goal to go 1-0 down off a kind of deflection. It's just unlucky. Sums up our season.
It does, yeah, but I mean... I think the referee's probably the only person in this stadium that thinks it's not a penalty. I mean, obviously all their officials and players and that have all said it's a pen, but that's the luck we're having at the moment, so it's not, you know, we can't sulk and look at that, but it's a massive time in the game and it does change the game completely. If we go 1-0 up there, you know, then it gives us something to hold on to, you know, and obviously then once we get the deflected goal, we have to change it and chase the game a little bit, hence why the second goal's come about. But yeah, I don't want to just criticise and moan the referees, but today that's a real poor one.
It's a shame really, because like the game management I felt was really good. Like the first half we didn't go expansive, we kept it tight 0-0, even start the second half, but we got a bit more expansive and then we get that chance and other chances as well, and we've come out with the wrong result even that we've done the right thing. I feel,
yeah, we had a bit of a plan, we tried to frustrate them first half, so you know we knew the pressure was on them to get the wins for the playoffs, and we thought the longer the game went on, you know, we could frustrate them more and more and then hit them on the break, which we did, you know. And obviously if we got the penalty and go one up, then it would have been, I'm sure we would have gone on to win the game, but we haven't. And it's all ifs and buts, so we just need to stay calm, not panic, work hard again in the week and go and get the results Saturday.
As you say about next Saturday, it is still in our own hands. If we win, we definitely stay up. There are also other games. I mean, Tadley play Collierswood twice in 2 days this week, so I mean they've beaten us today, but now we're wanting them to win in the week. But it's with all of them playing each other, especially Collierswood versus Shearwater and ourselves as Epsom and Yule, it's very tight and it's going to be very dramatic.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've known anything like that in this league really for a long time, but you know, it's quite simple. We win our game, we stay up and we'll be fine. Play like we did today with the same commitment and attitude, then I feel like we can go on and get the result. Obviously, Tadley can beat Colliers twice this week for us. That'll be helpful. And then they shoot out with Colliers. But again, it's all in our own hands. So we'll go and do what we need to do. We'll get our result and then we can relax.
Thanks for coming out. And I think the team really stepped up today, I felt.
Yeah, it was a good performance. You know, obviously, it's one to take positives from into next Saturday. So it's not all doom and gloom. Like I say, it's not time for panic. Just relax, stay calm, and get the job done next Saturday.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ian.